Good evening, football fans, and welcome once again to the Gallery Pub in Pimlico, the home stadium of the Football Through a Pint Glass podcast with myself, Richie, and Tom. Evening, sir.
Good evening, sir. How are you?
Very, very good. The rules of the podcast, quite simple. We sink two pints, we talk football. That's it. There's nothing more than that. And we are sat here tonight on...
This could be the first one that people really, truly get to hear, given the loopholes and the hoops we've jumped through.
So there are a fair few iTunes hoops to jump through, but I think we're getting there. And we're actually on a match night tonight because it is the international break. There was San Marino at the weekend, and Tuesday night tonight, when we're actually sat here doing this, about 7 o'clock, we're an hour away from kickoff for Poland-England. A proper game tonight.
It is actually a proper game. It reminds me a little bit of when we played Ukraine at the beginning. I'm quite excited to see it. I went to San Marino on Friday night, and as fun as it was to go to a packed-out Wembley that I'll admit was buzzing at kickoff, and I was amazed. A game like San Marino on a Friday night was, Club Wembley aside, sold out and was really bouncing.
But I think Wembley on Friday night was what I call the Carling Cup syndrome. You've got people going who don't get the chance to go to normal games, and they kind of think, do you know what? There's actually probably a few tickets going. I'll take the kids and all that kind of thing. And nothing wrong with that. You get a great atmosphere.
Yeah, there were a lot of kids. It was nice to see, actually, but I was amazed. And people have warned me beforehand, but I was amazed at how bad San Marino could be. So I'm quite looking forward to tonight because, yeah, it will be a tough game. Poland away is going to be a hard game.
But I remember watching the Euros, and Poland obviously host nation, and they had they weren't poor, but they weren't great.
They were lackluster.
They had a great atmosphere in that stadium, though. It'll be a belting atmosphere tonight. Proper game for England.
I saw a quite interesting piece, I think, in the Telegraph, saying that it's a lose-lose situation for Roy Hodgson because he's expected to win. If he goes there and loses, it'll be a disaster. But if he wins, he'll get maybe a pat on the back at most. I think if he wins that, that's a big result for England.
I think he deserves more than a pat on the back. And they don't play again competitively, I don't think, until March, as San Marino are away. So this is how everyone will look at the national side for the next few months tonight.
And the same squad, I believe, Oxlade-Chamberlain dropped.
Oxlade-Chamberlain dropped, yeah. Let's have a look. I've got the lineup here. Somewhere. Here we are. So, Hart, Johnson, Jagielka, Lescott, Cole, Milner, Gerrard, Carrick, Cleverley, Rooney, Defoe.
So that's Johnson in for Walcott, and I don't know who, and Milner in for Oxlade-Chamberlain. Walcott, I can understand, because, well, he bruised the rib. You would have found the best part about that whole Walcott situation. I know you're an Arsenal fan, it probably worried you to the bone when you saw it, but he came off, and he was on the side of the pitch, and he called for a stretcher. And then went, no, I'm man enough. I'll walk round the pitch and soak up the applause. Got halfway and then went, no, actually, I'm going to need the stretcher back, to which is already halfway down the tunnel.
I don't know who I'd have in instead. Maybe Milner, but I think Oxlade-Chamberlain, as an Arsenal fan, I think he's almost unlucky to miss out.
I think also you pick a team for San Marino. You know, let's be honest, no disrespect, San Marino, it's not a difficult game. I don't understand why you don't pick the same squad. You pick the squad you think is the best squad, yeah, and you just keep playing it. There's no need to tinker around there.
Yeah, I mean, Cole's back for Leighton Baines, but I think Baines is a great deputy.
Yeah, and a lot of people are saying that he should be pipped ahead of him. I still think Cole's the best left-back in the country.
Cole is the best left-back in the country, but I liked the noises that Roy was making when he was saying in the papers today, hey, look, mess up and you're out. There's other good players I can pick, kind of thing. And that was directed at Cole.
Was he on the Polish subway at that point?
yeah, that was funny. That was funny.
I feel sorry for him, though, when you get to a point where you can't say things to members of the public. Why? My big question is not why did he say it. Why the hell was he on the tube? Why is he taking the tube? Why the FA not providing him a limousine?
Good point.
I mean, I was standing outside waiting for my father, who I went to the game with at the weekend, and he had my tickets. He was caught in traffic. I'm standing there watching all the celebrity VIP ticket holders arrive in limousines and cars and FA members walking in the Club Wembley. And I was thinking, at what point did Hodgson think, I'll just jump on the Jubilee line, it'll be fine. Anyway.
Jubilee line, not even a good one to take to the Emirates, but there we go, that's another matter. I also just see on Twitter, where we just got the old team sheet from for tonight, that the Polish authorities have banned, the England supporters banned from the stadium tonight.
Oh, they'll be furious. That is a mental scar already for the England. Actually, they were on good form.
I hate them.
Do you?
I absolutely hate them.
I think they're needed on games like San Marino. I think
Sheffield Wednesday fans.
Are they actually Sheffield Wednesday?
They are Sheffield Wednesday fans. They've got a set list of about three songs.
Well, they only played one the other night.
And the Great Escape?
Weirdly, it was a Great Escape when we were 5-0 up. There's no escape there.
Just shit.
No, but it was on a Friday night at San Marino, that was what was needed, because there's a little bit, there was a Mexican wave after 35 minutes.
Yeah, I would have walked after 35 minutes. So there's no place for that in any sporting arena.
I would have walked, but I had a tenner on it being 7-0 and I wanted to sit and watch. So, no, in a serious game, I don't want to hear the Great Escape. I don't want to hear Rule Britannia or whatever it is. I want to focus and I want to watch the football. I quite enjoyed it on Friday night. I got into it. But
proper game tonight. On Twitter, just tweeted this out before the podcast. What Premier League side, which Premier League sides, to be grammatically correct, would each of the home nations be? We've had a big response from this. On Twitter, we are at Richie Firth or at Tom Carling.
We have gone global, I like to think now. We're finally doing some sort of social media interaction live on the show.
In no particular order, let's bang through some of these. Scotland are Fulham. Give anyone a game at home, but hopeless away. England are Liverpool, cost a fortune and live on past glory. Scotland, a good point. England, maybe a bit bitter there, but there's truth.
I think that's, yeah, Liverpool is a little bit. Scotland's a very good call. Scotland and Fulham, you know, I can see the resemblance.
Another shout here. England equal Liverpool. Half decent history, but still think we have the divine right to win everything.
No, but Liverpool have won something within the last, I don't know, God knows how many years. I'd see England more as an Arsenal.
Yes, a few people have said that.
Let's just pop
out here what we went with earlier. Our thoughts on this particular subject. England, Everton. Wales, Villa. Scotland, Wigan. And Northern Ireland, Reading.
I think they're spot on there. I think Wales is a big one for me. Wales and Villa are carbon copies of each other. They have the odd threat going forward because they have... Gareth Bale, obviously a great player. I don't think he's this Ronaldo Messi character that Redknapp is saying, but Aaron Lahore was a great player. He should be able to trouble teams still.
Somebody here's got the wrong idea. Chelsea would be Russia, Arsenal would be France, United would be Italy, and Man City would be Portugal. They've gone the wrong way there.
He's the type of player, person who can, you know, can do it.
Contrary.
We don't need him.
I think you've had too much to drink. England are Villa. See, that's
England are Villa. How is that possible?
Wales are Swansea, Scotland are Newcastle. That is incredibly generous.
Wales Swansea is just lazy. That's just lazy. Yeah.
Scotland are not Newcastle. Scotland have had a horrendous start to their Euro group.
He's probably basing that on the whole atmosphere thing. The one thing that irks me with Newcastle fans before they had their good fortune last season was they thought that having a big atmosphere meant they were a big club.
I think this guy's actually just being geographical. He's gone with Ireland, Liverpool. He's gone with the countries that are closest
again,
to... Yeah.
Again, he can do one as well. They're not going to get such a simple task.
What about the Republic? They're not a home nation, so sort yourself out there. England, definitely Newcastle. Always think they're better than they are. Big following, but haven't achieved for decades. England at Arsenal. Look good, but when it comes to the crunch, they fail to win a trophy.
Valid point. Well, how long has it been for you now? Must be close to 44 years.
8 years.
8 years, give or take a few.
Wales would be Southampton. They look good going forward, but can't defend for toffee. That's a good shout.
That's a very good shout, actually. I was watching the highlights of that Scotland game.
Wales are all about Gareth Bale.
Yeah, there's something which pains me about Aaron Ramsey when I watch him, because Arsenal, I can understand that he doesn't hog the limelight, because he's still growing, he's still maturing. When he plays for Wales, I'm almost wanting him to just run the game. He can't seem to get hold of it. And, I mean, it was frightening how much it was about Bale. And I don't care how good he is and how poor the left back or left midfield were, you should be able to give someone at least a tough time going forward. He could pick the ball up any way he wanted and go towards goal and get a shot on goal.
I think this one's an interesting one. Wales could be QPR. I think that's not a bad shout, in that on their day, QPR have got some great individuals that are capable of good games. Of, you know, the Zamora, the Cissés and all that kind of thing.
Granero in midfield. Yeah.
But if you look at Wales, you know, with Bale, but then they've got Gunter at the back, Wayne Hennessy.
Gunter, we're just reeling off the Premier League quality.
They've got Wayne Hennessy in goal, who more often than not will be rubbish, but is capable of a blinder.
Capable of pulling off a great save, a top corner finger save.
Joe Allen in midfield, who's now Liverpool.
A decent player who, you know, I think everyone is given too much credit, to be honest with you. And they've also got two managers who are small club managers. Mark Hughes and Chris Coleman are exactly the same. They've done absolutely nothing with that.
I think if there's anyone who's bothered and got the time to go back, I think every podcast we just dish it out to Mark Hughes.
He's got it coming though.
We may as well rename this podcast Mark Hughes is shit.
I think next week what we should do is look back, do a special 2-minute feature, look back at his great managerial sort of achievements.
2 minutes is generous. One more on the Home Nations Premier League clubs. England, Everton. Yes, we agree with that. That's what we... But yeah, I think that's a good shout, actually. I think there's quite a few tweets that have been harsh on, you know, the likes of Liverpool and Newcastle, big club. I think it's the nation as a whole that thinks, oh, England are great. I think football fans realise where we are.
But when do Everton go into a tournament and you know, and people think they're going to progress to the point where they're going to be lifting something?
Never.
You can't say that when England go into a tournament, everyone thinks we should be semi-finalists or finalists.
Yeah, true.
In terms of the type of football, I think you're right. We do play very Everton-esque football. And with Baines on the field on Friday, he had 80% of the ball.
Yeah, and I think the thing with Everton as well, with the Everton-England thing, is that on their day, once again, two teams that are capable of beating anyone.
Yeah, I completely agree.
Scotland-West Ham, I don't agree with that. I think West Ham are far better than Scotland.
Yeah, West Ham been dealt a blow there.
Wales-Wigan, Northern Ireland, relegated 3 years ago.
That's very good.
We were actually, just chucking quickly, not that they are a home nation, but Republic of Ireland.
Republic of Ireland is a difficult one because they are in turmoil at the moment. I would go as far to say they remind me of the Newcastle of about 4 years ago when it got relegated. Remember when they were just falling backwards and backwards, Shearer trying to take control. They just seem to be in a loop at the moment. They don't know what's going on. Robbie Keane, I saw, did an interview saying, I'm used to this. I've had managerial problems at LA Galaxy, Tottenham. I've had managerial problems all my career. And it's like... It's not the managerial problems. You haven't got any players coming through.
And Robbie Keane, personally, take a look at yourself.
Yeah. Don't start going, oh, yeah, don't worry, we've had this before.
Everywhere I've been, there's been problems.
Yeah.
Really?
Coincidence, that. No, but like you said earlier, before we got him, they haven't got any players coming through. Who's going to fill the boots of, well, hardly golden boots of Richard Dunn and Damien Duff and Robbie Keane? They are their shining light, but they haven't got any young talent coming through.
No, they haven't, no. I mean, that's the thing. I mean, they always would have lost against Germany, even going back a couple of years, but there would have been a closer margin.
Yeah, they would have given them a run for their money. I mean, 6-0 with 90 minutes gone. I mean, what did Ireland score in the 91st minute? It's just... That is embarrassing.
Yeah. And they've got no goalkeeper. You can't have a team without a goalkeeper.
Who played on Friday?
I may be wrong, but was it not David Ford, Millwall goalkeeper?
You're right, actually, because I don't know what happened to Gibbon.
I don't think he's... I mean, I really think he's shot now.
Well, he is shot. Has he admitted that himself?
No, I don't think so.
David Dunn seemed to turn a blind eye to the whole I'm done thing, because he was done a long time ago.
Yeah. I think Paul Lambert's had a word with Given and said, you are shot.
Well, Paul Lambert needs every bit of hope he can get, because at the moment I'm comparing him to Wales. So
predictions tonight, I think... Cool. Do you know what? I think England could win.
I think we'll win. I do think we'll win. And their main threat's Lewandowski or whatever. Yes. And I think the atmosphere will obviously be against us. I think we'll... We may concede.
We should win. There's enough good players in there to win.
We've got, and Gerrard's back as captain. What do you make of the whole captaincy thing?
I'm happy with Gerrard as captain.
I feel a little bit sorry for Rooney, because you get given captaincy in a game so meaningless, because, you know, let's be honest, we were always going to win that game. And he's just cast aside straight away. And there's a lot of noise, actually, a lot more noise than I thought, of people coming out saying, Wayne will be captain at some point.
I think he'll be the next captain. I think Gerrard's the right one to be at the moment, and he was only not captain because he was suspended because of the red card. I think Rooney will be a fantastic captain, but I think Rooney is the only other captain because, you know, Lampard's not an automatic pick these days. Terry's gone. Who else would you turn to?
The only other person I'll turn to is Joe Hart.
Agreed, but I'm not a fan of goalkeepers as captains, you know. How would Joe Hart have dictated that game on Friday?
On Friday, didn't need to, but let's be honest. But no, I agree. You need someone in the middle of the field, or... I'm the two things for me are goalkeepers, strikers. I don't see... You can't have captains there.
No, it's defenders or midfielders.
Midfielder. Now, Rooney's different because he drops so deep and he is so sort of talismanic, as it were.
The only goalkeeping captain of note that I can think of is Dino Zoff, who won the World Cup for Italy. But other than that, you're looking at Dave Besson, and it's a short list.
That's a very short list, and you've gone through it quite quickly.
And there's not many times you'll have a discussion and Dave Besson and Dino Zoff being included in the same sentence. No, I think we should win tonight. I think a draw would be disappointing. Not that it wouldn't be a catastrophe, but it'd be very disappointing. I really do.
Well, I completely agree. I think weirdly Wales are playing Croatia. I've got this weird sneaky feeling that Wales are going to pull a result out of the bag and get a draw. I don't know why, but all the noise after beating Scotland. I think Scotland are going to get a hiding from Belgium.
I think we could be looking at a 4-0, 5-0 there.
I think Scotland's tournament will be over quite quickly.
And I'm not even aware of what Northern Ireland are doing, to be quite frank.
They're playing in Porto against Portugal.
Wow. They'll
be on for a massive hiding.
There's a few wallopings being dished out tonight.
I'd say between the home nations, I'm thinking 15, 16 goals conceded tonight. I'm going that far.
Yeah, no, I think that's fair enough. Who have Ireland got?
Ireland have got the Faroe Islands.
You'd hope.
I mean, if you get spanked by Germany 6-0 at home, you're hoping for a good game.
A draw.
I mean, well, you're hoping for a decent game next time. Playing the Faroe Islands away, you should be on to a winner. But
right, let's before we depart.
International weekend, because I'm sick of it already.
Let me try and get up the Premier League fixtures for this weekend. Again?
How'd you finish that with Premier League fixtures?
Yeah. This could take a little bit of time, so patience, my friends.
This is the downfall of live research.
Here we go. Right. So, early kickoff. What a game. Tottenham-Chelsea.
I mean, this is the one time I want to see how good this Chelsea team is, because they're going to come under some serious pressure.
As an Arsenal fan, it's a difficult game. You can only really be happy with a postponement.
Even as an Arsenal fan, you've got to be wanting Tottenham to get a result against Chelsea, because it will then dispel this myth that they are unbeatable.
No, but then Tottenham fans puff out their chest. They think they've got the Messiah in AVB. No, I'm sorry, a draw at best. No,
but you know they will puff out. They will be deflated within 3 to 4 months. There's no way Tottenham will.
Okay. Oh, I'm sorry, I can't have another season like last year, us chasing them for ages and all the stupid mind the gap business.
Yeah, that was very funny. I'm going with a Tottenham win.
Do you know why it's...
Well, I want a Tottenham win.
I think if I was pushed, if someone has to win that game, I'd rather Chelsea.
You sunk back into your chair, you look depressed.
I am depressed. I'd rather the status quo continues.
This is really hurting you, I can see. Well, let's move on then. What's the next? Let's go to your team straight away. Norwich
Arsenal. That is the 5:30 ESPN shitter.
That's the old Arsenal banana skin, that. Wait till everyone's played, think, oh, this is it.
No, don't think so. I think the West Ham game was the old Arsenal banana skin, and we got through that. I think this could be a 4-0.
I think you turned it on. Well, Norwich, let's be honest, Norwich are hapless. They are
terrible.
They are awful. So if you go and lose to them or get a draw there, you should be disappointed. But no, you're right, I think 3 or 4-0. I mean, the way Suarez pulled them apart, and he hardly even played well.
I would shout 2-0 United versus Stoke at Old Trafford.
You'd hope so, but then we are up against Peter Crouch. You know what they'll do? They'll put him right in front of De Gea / Lindegaard, which everyone plays, and lump it forward all day.
I think you should actually just amalgamate the two and have as your goalkeeper David de Lindegaard.
Yeah, they should. I think they should both play, holding like sort of tied together, because they're both as
flat. Yeah. Right, other games. Fulham Villa. Fulham at home. I'd say.
Well, I'm surprised. Last game, Reading got a draw against Fulham away. Southampton drew Fulham at home. I'm surprised that Fulham didn't beat Southampton. Fulham have been on a roll recently.
Yeah, but Fulham don't win away.
They don't. Do you remember that period?
They are Scotland.
Do you remember that period? That's very true. Do you remember that period about 3 seasons ago where they didn't win away for a season and a half?
Yes.
And then they finally beat Reading at Reading 2-1. And I remember because I went to that game, given that I live near there, and the chant was, that's how shit you are, we've won away, which I really enjoy.
Liverpool versus Reading, that could be interesting.
He needs a result, big time. He needs a big... I mean, Liverpool at the moment are playing like Scotland.
Yes, they are.
Very Scotland-esque at the moment.
I could see that finishing 2-2.
2-2? Actually, that's a very good shout. Reading have started picking up a few results as well.
Yes, they have, yeah. And so they should, because they're a good side. They're not going to pull any trees up, but they shouldn't get relegated.
The music's just kicked in, haven't they?
I know. Is it? I don't even know what it is.
Northland Sons, I believe.
Not a fan.
Yeah, well, neither am I, so we'll be asleep in a minute. But Reading have started to kick in some results. So I would love nothing more. Actually, talking about Liverpool, and I can't believe we haven't mentioned this yet. Have you watched Being Liverpool or This Is Liverpool?
No, I haven't.
Liverpool, whatever it's called, on Channel 5.
Is it any good?
You need to watch it. It's not good, but it is just... Even as a Liverpool fan, I'd be going, oh, no, this is really embarrassing. put it this way. I'll demonstrate one scene to you.
Go on.
And then you can make your own mind up. Brendan Rodgers walks in, sort of Brad Pitt-esque, into a scene, walks through the door into his room of his own house to stare and look at a portrait of himself.
Brilliant.
Which apparently has been made by a charity, done for charity. It's fine. Doesn't matter who it's done by. The fact that you're staring at it and looking at it, and there's a voiceover about how he's always won. Wow, it's really kicking in now.
Yes, it is.
But no, you have to have a look. And you must have seen in the paper the Fergie-esque tactic he used last week.
What was that?
Oh, I can't remember who. I can't remember what game it was before, but there was a, I don't know how, someone imagined, it was a team meeting in a hotel. Someone had got a photo, and it was, Fergie did this 20 years ago. And it's ironic that he's copying Fergie, given the whole Liverpool United sort of rivalry and historical importance. But he had three envelopes. He stood there with three envelopes. Fergie did this. He stood there with three envelopes and he said, I mean, this is difficult to tell a story with this sort of backing. But he said, in these envelopes are three players that will let me down at the end of the year. Don't be one of them. And apparently back in the day, Fergie did it and everyone went, no, you know, I'm going to prove him. And there was no one in the envelope. But I'm looking at that saying, well, one of them's Stuart Downing.
I reckon Brendan Rodgers has written names, actually, yeah.
I generally think he has. I'd have Stuart Downing in there. I'd probably have Luis Suarez because he's going to do something bad to bring the club into disrepute. And I'd go as far as to say...
Jamie Carragher.
Jamie Carragher.
Cart horse now.
There's part of me who thinks those two players might as well just leave now. But
before Mumford & Sons get the old hay bales out, let's go through some other really rubbish-looking games. Swansea-Wigan, oh, my word, save me. What, that's the 3 o'clock kickoff.
Clear my diary, that's amazing.
West Brom-Man City, that could be interesting, you know.
I would love, actually, West Brom have been playing quite well. They're the sort of team, at home, will take points off someone. So I'm hoping that they you know, stick.
Bear in mind, that's after an international week and it's ahead of a Champions League week, and yes, City have got a tough group and they're struggling in it. I think that's interesting.
West Brom won't have as many players as City, who are playing internationally. So yeah, I'm hopeful for that.
West Ham Southampton's the last Saturday game, 3 o'clock kickoff. I can't see that being anything other than West Ham. And then there's two games on the Sunday. Sunderland, Newcastle, the Geordie Derby.
Is that Sunderland at home?
Yes, it is.
I would like Sunderland to win that. There's too much Newcastle. What do you make of that Alan Pardew 8-year contract?
Stupid.
He must be. He's laughing. He's got it nailed to his wall in his house, I imagine. 8 years.
The payoff from that is amazing.
It was last season was one of those. Do you remember when Fulham got to the Europa League final?
Mm-hmm.
It was one of those. Oh my God, we've had an amazing season. Things have fallen our way, rubber the green. They're not going to do that again this season.
No.
They won't do it again the season after. They won't ever do that again.
No.
In that 8-year tenure. Now, I don't think he'll be there 8 years. I think he'll be there 3. I think in 3 years they'll go, do you know what?
But that's a 5-year payoff on last year's success.
So I don't think he cares. I think, maybe it's wrong to say, he will care now and he'll care next season. If it keeps going wrong, he'll go, do you know what? I can see that I can go and manage this club, that club. I'm going to get a lot of money for it. I want to go.
He doesn't care because the number of times I can count easily, the number of times that I've seen him flouncing through Soho. Seriously. He's never up there.
He is in Soho a lot. Now, I don't want to cast aspersions as to why he's down here, but he is in Soho a lot.
Odd. And then finally, Sky Sports stretching this one. Super Sunday, 4 o'clock, QPR Everton.
God, it gets better and better. Is that the 4 o'clock kickoff?
Yes.
Oh, QPR at home. Everton, you'd expect Everton to win that.
Certainly the way it is at the moment, yeah.
Mark Hughes and David Moyes do not like each other.
Who does like Mark Hughes?
Well, there's a long list of people queuing up to not like Mark Hughes. But David Moyes is, if you're looking for someone confrontational, you found him in David Moyes and Mark Hughes. There'll be tension there. Everton will win that.
A fitting way to end the podcast, slagging off Mark Hughes.
I think we should make this a weekly feature.
Right, back in a fortnight's time after an Egyptian trip, the home of the cotton towel.
Who's going away?
That'll be me.
So you're going, so next week? Okay.
We'll have a lot to talk about.
Well, we will. I expect some interesting anecdotes from Egypt.
Thank you very much.
I believe Mido's playing back in Egypt now. So
I believe, actually, the Egyptian League is suffering crowd control problems at the moment and is suspended.
Well, I think as a sort of research process, you should go down and, I don't know, do a couple of rogue reporting interviews outside. But anyway,
I'll get back to you on that.
Yeah, until now, hopefully I'll see you again next week.
Thank you, friends.